Well, off to the Sydney markets we go on this Friday morning. Sue Dodd is always there waiting for us. Hello, Sue.
Good morning, Michael.
Plenty of beautiful stuff around. Now, we're getting some grapes coming, aren't we, from Mildura and Robinvale, those regions. And of course, they're not all being exported this year, so there's some pretty good stuff.
There's some really good grapes around at the moment. And you're right, not as many leaving our shores. So we're being spoiled for choice and some great prices. Some of the varieties you could look out for this week would be Thompson Seedless. There's a Crimson Seedless, the Black Muscatels, a newer variety called Cotton Candy, which is originally from America and it tastes a little bit like fairy floss. And you can find some Sapphire grapes. They're the long, elongated black grapes at the moment. So plenty to choose from. And that's just a small number of varieties that you can find around at the moment.
I found plums are particularly good eating at the moment. I don't know why, but they're beautiful.
Plums are beautiful at the moment, so we're sort of mid-season with plums, and they're going to range in price anywhere from about $3 to $12 a kilo. We've got varieties like Prime Time, Amber Jewel, Radiance, Dapple Dandy. You know, plums are sweet and tangy and great for just eating as a healthy snack, but you could also slice them up and add them to salads, make a beautiful plum crumble or grill them. So plenty of things you can do with nutritious plums.
Okay, yeah, good. All right, now, new season Williams pears, they're coming in from Victoria, aren't they?
Yeah, sort of mainly around the Shepparton area is a big growing area for Williams pears, and you'll find those for about $2 to $4 a kilo this week. So again, you could roast them, you could poach them, add them to a salad, just enjoy them as they are. Pears are full of fibre and very sweet and juicy right now.
Now, on the tomato front, we've had absolutely no luck growing tomatoes at our place this year, nor have the neighbours that much. I don't know, for whatever reason, wasn't happening, but if you go to the shops, you can get some good ones.
You can still get some good tomatoes around at the moment, and certainly some good prices. So this week, most tomatoes will come in around about $2 to $6 a kilo. That takes in your sort of everyday salad tomato, your truss tomatoes and Roma tomatoes. But if you want to go a little bit more fancy, look out for the ox heart tomatoes. They'll be about $8 to $12. So, and of course, you've got all your small varieties, your little cherry and your Romas and mini Romas, you know, lots of varieties. So see your local greengrocer for some beautiful summer tomatoes.
Yes, I'd love those ox heart ones. Now, pumpkins are a good buy.
Yes, pumpkins have been sort of ripening over the summer and they're full of really, I suppose, golden sunshine. Butternuts, Jarrahdale and your Jap pumpkins this week, that if they're uncut, they will be around about $1 to $2 a kilo. And once they're cut into a fair half or a wedge, you're looking at about $2 to $3. So roast them up, add them to your curries, add them to your pasta dishes, great couscous, add to a salad, of course. Just serve them traditionally as you would as maybe a lovely roast vegetable.
It is beautiful. Love it. I think it's probably my favourite. An equal favourite, though, cauliflower. A while ago, these were pretty pricey, but they're, what, about $2.50 to $3 each, so that's not too bad.
Excellent buying at the moment. So we're seeing a little bit of overlap between collies coming from Victoria and also in from sort of the Cowra, or the sort of Bathurst area. So collies at the moment are a really good value, as you said, $2.50 to $3 for a nice-sized collie. And, of course, they go with everything from cheese to lemon to ham to garlic. You know, you can do so much with cauliflowers. They've become quite a popular veg. Even just roasted whole in the oven with a beautiful dressing over it. They're a really lovely sort of showpiece vegetable now.
And all these people doing this cauliflower rice thing, I've never done it, but that seems to be all the rage.
It's certainly a low-carb option for if you want to have something that will act just like rice. A little bit different, I suppose, in flavour, but it's a great choice. You can cut them into big steaks, which is another big way to serve them. Just cut the cauliflower maybe into about five or six big slices and then pop those on the char grill. They're absolutely delicious.
All right. Now, the good old-fashioned iceberg lettuce, how are they going?
An absolute classic, but still very much a favourite. $2 to $3 a head this week for your lovely crunchy iceberg.
Okay. Before you go, let's go to the flower market. What's looking good there?
Some really nice flowers around at the moment. There's Scabiosa, which comes in a range of colours, but a lovely little mauve flower. There's Oriental lilies, plenty of different sorts of chrysanthemums, water lilies. Then you've got little bachelor buttons, which are a lovely yellow colour at the moment. There's Celosia, there's a couple of different varieties, but one of my favourite is one that looks like a coxcomb or sort of looks like a brain, sort of wiggly and vibrant, crimson colours. You've got lots of things like Bavaria for perfume, some nice dahlias being locally grown, the last of the hydrangeas, plenty of sunflowers, and some really lovely classics, the David Austin roses. So plenty of choice at your local florist, and nothing nicer than having flowers in your home, or of course giving them as a gift.
Exactly, and if you forgot Valentine's Day, you can catch up a little bit and save yourself some money along the way. It's a win-win, I suppose. Hey, good to talk to you, Sue, as always. I'll catch you next week.
Thanks so much, Michael.
Pleasure. Sue Dodd, there at the Sydney Markets.